Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0945004, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.005-8339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington, MLO 237926, Heidi Slake Points, California, DBO 1666881.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Well, hello, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I've got my little sidekick over here, Heidi, with me.
Good evening.
Good evening. So we've got a special guest in the house. We've got Drew over here. Drew, what's your last name?
My last name is Young.
Young, Drew Young. And for all of you guys that just watched the intro to our show, Drew is actually the one that sang and recorded and actually wrote the jingle for Mortgage Mom Radio.
I did.
Yeah. It was actually pretty awesome. I love it. Did
you see that
ballerina going?
That was really cool.
I mean, tell me he's not doing it like right on key to that song.
Those are beautiful images, perfectly just choreographed to my song.
I'm thinking, though, what would have made that even better, like a home run, would have been putting you in the ballerina outfit and letting you do the dance.
Yeah, perfect. Let me go to the gym and then we'll talk about
No. As is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what am I thinking? No, satire. No,
right. Come That's on. What made it the best was that... You're not in shape. We were actually talking over the weekend. Heidi came over and hung out for a little bit with me and the family. And your husband, Jeremy, was there.
Yep.
And we were actually trying to convince Jeremy to do it with us, which would have been really funny.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I'm still sure we can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we can get him there.
I don't think it's off the table yet.
No,
We still have stagecoach.
I'm pretty sure. We do. We do. Absolutely. So, Erica Joy, thank you so much for visiting. Appreciate it. We love you. So, Drew, honestly, though, you knocked it out of the park with that Mortgage Mom Radio.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I did it on the toilet, but thank you. Just, after my downtime.
Hey, you know what? I had a client today who his email address in the email address was so poo, and I'm not going to say the rest of it. And I told him, I said, that is amazing. I love it. And he goes, well, I am a plumber. And I go, it doesn't matter. Bowel movements are the most important thing in life. I mean, they really are.
Yeah, they move you through life for sure.
They do.
Yeah.
So anyway, I love it. You know, a lot time spent on the toilet is a lot of times you get some really great ideas on the toilet.
I would say, because you're very relaxed.
Right.
You know?
You're in your own head.
Yourself,
right.
And like Mortgage Mom song just came right out after that.
It was absolutely awesome. Look at that. Some of my most creative thoughts happen in the bathroom. Thank you, Erica. That's amazing. And it's so true. Drew, we had you on because number one, you did the jingle for us, which was awesome. It was outstanding. Number two, we're going to call her your wife. We know you guys aren't married yet, but we're going to call her your wife because you guys have been together a long time. You guys have a baby.
Yes.
And a foster baby.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
So you guys are busy. So you're right there with Mortgage Mom Radio. You're the mortgage dad. She's going to be another mortgage mom. She's a loan officer.
Yep. Yep.
She's told you that you're trading because you're helping us. You're a trader.
Uh-huh. Right.
So we're just going to get her to come over to our team.
That's awesome. Hopefully
that's the plan.
That is the plan. We are going to get her to come on over and work for the Mortgage Mom team. Since she's now a mom, she's in mortgage. It fits.
That's right. It goes right in, huh?
Yeah.
We just had to wait for her to become the mom.
Right.
So she just got proposed to and a new job. All right.
Oh!
No. You guys proposed for me. You just said.
Oh, got you.
Oh.
Oh, man. Wait, that didn't go over very well.
Whoa.
Can we delete that?
No, we cannot.
No, you're live.
Yeah. You are live. We are live. On YouTube. All right, so
Start shopping.
Yeah. All right, so what I thought was so cool though is that you actually have a lot of stuff going on. So you do sing, you write, you play in a band, but you've got like some big stuff going on that you were talking to us about, and I don't really understand it all.
Yeah.
But I know you've been playing at jails. You do some Johnny Cash stuff.
Yeah.
Like, can you kind of fill us in?
Oh boy, it's all over the board. How do I begin? So doing a documentary on this whole experience and what's going on right now. The way that this started out, I'll first say what it's not about.
Okay.
It's not about the cards you are dealt with. It is about how you play them.
Okay.
And that's kind of become the theme of this whole thing, because when we started out doing this documentary, I was exploring the whole concept of human connection and just the lack of, and how social media, I mean, we're just so disconnected through media. So it all started off about exploring everything that's going on in, you know, our society, and especially in California with the homeless problem and all that. So we were scheduled to perform out in Idaho, a bunch of different venues, like a homeless shelter, a convalescent home, a drug and rehab center, patients that were in hospice. And so once we got that gig, those gigs out there, we would go and we'd play those venues, and then we would interview the facility and talk about those issues and kind of find out what Idaho is doing that maybe California or other states can kind of mimic. And I mean, they really have some awesome just points of view and human connection, which is really important. So it kind of played into our whole, just our theme and our thesis. But right before we left for Idaho to do all that, we got the news about Carrie, my girlfriend, being pregnant. And so that was kind of crazy because it happened right in the beginning of all that. And then a few months later, before we left, we got some bad news that he has had a bone disease known as osteogenesis imperfecta. And what that is that's a brittle bone disease. So I couldn't help but, just to be completely honest with this film and the narrative, I decided that this story needs to be peppered throughout what we're doing, because it is all about human connection. And I'm not going to spoil the ending or anything. But that story is now in there. And now we are moving forward. There's a lot of all kinds of things that are happening right now. And
so the documentary, though, so is it following you guys through the different concerts that you did at the different places that you went, like the homeless shelters and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's then, and then it's you interviewing these people after mm-hmm. the show is over.
Right.
And they're talking to you about their lives and maybe what...
Why they're there, why they're what there, they're
right.
doing.
What landed them there and what happened. Purpose. And right, yeah. right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's actually pretty cool. And what are you hoping is going to come out of that documentary? Like, what are you looking for? What kind of change, or what are you trying to bring to the, you know, person's perspective?
Sure.
Like, what's the goal of it?
Oh, just the awareness of, if you want to change something or you want to do something, it has to start within. You have to take self inventory and really be honest with yourself. And because we're given free will.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That we're supposed to exercise that free will in the right way.
Right.
And because of all this crazy technological convenience and everything like that, it's so much easier to kind of take the easy route, and you can
just put the blinders on.
Yeah.
Sure.
Uh-huh. And just go with it. But so,
I mean, I know I avoid the grocery store at all costs.
Yeah.
You know, there's Amazon now.
Yeah.
Right.
So if I don't have to go into the world, into human connection, I truly do avoid it. You
yeah.
know, it's easier. It's the easy path. But
yeah.
then what you're saying is that people are missing out on what is going on and what they're seeing, and the homeless issues and,
right.
you know, things of that. So is the documentary done? Is it filmed? Is it
yeah,
prepared? Is it out?
All the main parts are mainly filmed. And now we have a couple more interviews that we're going to do and some pickup shots. But for the most part, like... Yeah, I mean, it's in the can. It just needs to be edited. It needs to be marketed. It needs to be put in the right direction.
Gotcha.
And the cool thing is that we're a 501c3, so we're taking donations. It's a tax write-off to anyone that wants to be a part of this movement. It's an incredible story, an awesome movement. WeShareTheGift.com is the website you would go to.
Okay.
And you can just make a donation. And anyone that donates more than $500 can get a film credit, IMDb credit, a screen credit on the actual film.
Very nice. And do you guys have kind of a timeline when you feel like it's going to be ready, or is it really up to funding?
It really is up to funding for okay. the most part, but I'm hoping by the end of summer.
Okay. And do you guys have a name for it yet?
Like, we share the gift is the name of the documentary.
We share the gift. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the website too. WeShareTheGift.com.
WeShareTheGift.com, and
got
all
it.
The information's on there. It does have to be updated because the narrative has somewhat changed because of our story with our little boy and our foster son. But all the content is there, and it's going to be updated as we kind of move forward.
That's pretty awesome. So let's talk about the shows that you were performing, because obviously you guys were on the road, you were doing these shows,
yeah,
and you were obviously not charging for them. But you know, I've heard from Heidi. I know you guys are friends. You go way back, yeah. But I've heard some. You know, you do a lot of really good Johnny Cash. Is that what you guys were doing? Like, are you guys kind of like an impersonation band, or were you doing your own stuff?
That's a great question. I love that question. Okay. So we are a Johnny Cash tribute band, but we also do other country and we do original music too.
Okay.
It started off as a full-on Johnny Cash tribute, and then we kind of broke off into these other sections. So what we do as a Johnny Cash tribute is that we pay homage to his purpose and what he did as a musician. We don't try to emulate or be like him or sound like him. I mean, I guess we can kind of sound
you gotta
like him.
You got to kind of sound like him for people to sing along. Yeah. But
yeah, I mean, we play his songs and all of that, but it's about his mission and what he did out there. And that's why when we went and we played these convalescent homes and juvenile correctional facilities, I mean, it was really, you have a big responsibility when you are trying to minister to that kind of an audience.
Right.
And I mean, there's, I can't even tell you like how amazing that feels to give back, especially if you have a certain kind of talent and you can take your talent and use it in the right way. And I think that's also what the film is about, is that I want it to be an inspiration and motivation for people to use their own specific talents to reach others in the right, responsible way and loving way, and just, you know, make this world a difference.
Right.
So that's so awesome.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, I love it. So I'm sorry. So one more time, give us the website.
WeShareTheGift.com.
All right. And so do you want to share a gift with us right now?
Sure.
Do you want to play us a song?
All right. I'll do a song.
All right. This is Catching Up with Mom time, and we don't usually do this. We don't usually spend this much time having fun.
Right.
But you know what? You're here. You've got a guitar.
All right.
I know you've got a voice. You sang our jingle. So let's hear it. Let's get a good one.
All right, I'll play the original tune that I wrote.
Okay.
Share the Gift.
Sure.
Yes, I've been a broke man. Yes, my heart's been broken. Yes, I think I'm jaded. Things I've loved have faded. And yes, I want to change, Lord. So give me that strength to change, Lord. Today, 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 today. I think I'm in that angry stage, cause I still get the damn road rage. And yes, I've been a fool, I know, but the shame I feel has helped me grow. I hope I stop complaining that life is a little insane, but today, 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 I share the gift. All I did today was share the gift. I didn't really need too much to share the gift. Just a little smile, a little hope to give. Embrace this moment now and start to live. Yeah, I feel so much better when you share the gift. Just a little teaser.
Awesome. I know you got a small little group here. There's three of us, but that was pretty amazing. I love that.
Well, I appreciate that.
I know, but I don't
know. That normally costs me money to get him to sing anywhere we go, but you know, hey.
That was awesome. Well, I really do hope that you guys get sponsors. I hope that you have a bunch of people that want to hear that, see it.
Yeah,
you know, that documentary comes out. We're so thankful for, you know, the jingle that you did for us, truly.
Oh, I really enjoyed it. By the way, I didn't really write it on the toilet. I thought about it while I was on the toilet, and then I wrote it after. But thank you for those words.
Yes.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it was wonderful. Great. We love it. It's so perfect. It definitely, you know, it sounds like us. You know, it's got a little bit of like, you know, we graduated in 95, so it's got a little bit of that late 80s hair band kind of sound to our major, like, really country root sound. It had that really nice mix. It was absolutely perfect.
Awesome.
We love it.
I would, if I may, I'd like to plug one more thing.
This
is actually part of the
please
the documentary, but you worked at Borderline for a little bit. as a bartender.
No, I didn't work there. I mean, I probably should have.
She
with how spent much
a lot
time
of time there.
but yes, I became really good friends with Brian and a lot of the bartenders and Troy that, you know, does their marketing and everything. So I know a lot of people that were there, and probably because I was there far too often. So great people. And
so I would like to just kind of tell the story really quick, but at the very beginning of this documentary, when we started off doing this, as you know, we had that massacre shooting that happened last year. And that was the first time that, you know, really hit our backyard. I mean, just
like,
everything
boom,
about
this could happen to us. It was kind of like what happened for us with the Saugus, you know, school shooting.
Right, right.
Being
and
right
was
here.
Just
and yes. And, you know, it's like it's all of a sudden in your backyard because you never think, like, you know, it's such a giant country, you know, and you hear these things happening, but you never believe that it's something that's going to happen at home. Right. And, you know, so, yeah, I mean, it was borderline, and then it was, you know, the Saugus shooting. And we've definitely, Southern California and our, you know, Northern L.A. area has definitely had their fair share of, you know, hard times.
Yeah. So I you know, in the right when that had happened, I had contacted Noel, the manager of Borderline, and we talked about it. And that was every year for 10 plus years, we were there playing for Johnny Cash's birthday in February. And that was the first year that we couldn't do it for obvious reasons. And it was just, it hit so hard. I mean, mainly just with all the victims and the families and even the fires that went across. So this year we're actually going to be back there at the new Borderline.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a new Borderline.
They opened a new one.
Okay.
Borderline Dance Hall and Saloon in Agora. And we're going to be there celebrating Johnny Cash's birthday, February 21st, Friday night. So,
oh, very nice. Yeah. We might have to make sure the Mortgage Mom's there.
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
Maybe we should go out.
That would be very cool. That'd be fun. Watch me country dance is not very good. She's really good. She spent a lot of time at Borderline. I did not, but I do love country music, so I pretend. I try.
You jump in on the line dances. We got the Phoenix Girls. Yeah. That's cool. By the way, we're called the Walking Phoenixes is the name of the band. Very nice.
Well, that was an awesome song. I love it. I love everything you're doing. I love the whole documentary. I do hope that you guys get, you know, a lot of sponsorship. We will definitely put it up on our website to make sure that people know where they can go if they'd like to, you know, try to help towards that. You know, just so many problems. I mean, we talk about it all of the time, and this is a mortgage show, and we are going to get into mortgage, you know, in a couple minutes.
Right.
but you know, one of the biggest things that we deal with is, you know, the housing crisis in LA.
Right.
And, you know, it's not even about the homeless, but it's also all of the young kids that are graduating high school, graduating college. They've all got college degrees. They've all got a ton of student loans, and, you know, they can't afford to go buy a property because prices have gone up so much because there's literally a shortage of housing. And now, you know, the counties, the majority of the counties have all said okay to a lot of the ADUs, which are the detached dwellings in the, you know, putting up a backyard dwelling.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really to try to help with that shortage that we have. I mean, we just have too many people for our area. So, you know, I think that that's something fantastic. I think it's amazing. We used to drive down to Go Country every Saturday morning to do our show live. Mm-hmm. And when we would get down there, which obviously we're doing it on YouTube now, and then we're, you know, putting it out on radio on Saturday. But when we used to drive down there to do it live in the studio, you know, it was lined up with, you know, tents and, you know, the homeless that have nowhere to go. Yeah. And, you know, it just really is sad. So I really do hope that your movie makes a difference.
Thank you. Yeah. We do it on a local level and from grassroots. I mean, literally in my backyard, we kind of film everything that's going on. It shows all that on a local level, which I think is important. That will hopefully, you know, a lot of people will relate to. But even like within the homeless, that, you know, the idea of, not even the idea, but the fact of just mental health issues and drug addiction and what that has done to our society. Because there's a lot of homeless out there that they have a whole thing of food stamps that they don't even use. They need the cash for the drugs and all that. But it goes into all kinds of areas.
Right. Well, I've known you a long time, so I have no doubt you will be very successful.
Oh,
and
sweet,
I cannot wait to be at the premiere of it. Intense.
Yes.
But anyone out there, listening later, now, watching now, please go on, contribute anything you can, because I have no doubt this film is going to be absolutely amazing.
Oh, you're awesome.
Yeah. All right, one more time. Website.
So, WeShareTheGift.com.
And you will be, Drew Young, you will be at the Borderline on Johnny Cash's birthday, February 21st.
So it's not on his birthday, it's right before it, but it's on Friday, February 21st, celebrating the birthday bash. And we got James Crook, who's going to be doing Elvis and Jeannie Jacobson.
Oh, which is so much fun.
The whole band, we're all,
I've seen it maybe once or twice or a few times.
Well, it sounds like a good time. It sounds like Mortgage Mom Radio is going to have to be there. So,
yes, for sure.
Yeah, we love it. We love it. Yeah. Well, thank you so much again. Really, really appreciate it. Yeah. You don't have to go anywhere if you want to watch us film. You want to hang out?
Yeah, why not? I'll chime
in. I'm not sure how we follow with Mortgage, but we're going to do our best.
We are.
Like, ask questions if I can, too.
I think you should ask questions. And, why not? You know, for anybody.
I'm not sure what we're talking about yet.
Yeah, well, we haven't decided. We tell people that every single weekend, you know, they listen to the show and we say we get here and we have no idea what we're talking about, and what comes out, and that's where we go with for the day. I know that I want to give everybody our number. If you guys want to call, please feel free to do so. It's 844-935-3634. You guys can ask us your questions right here on YouTube. You guys can put your questions into the feed. We'll read them right now live and answer them for you. If you guys want to text us, text the word MOM to 474747. You can ask us your questions there. You guys can download the phone app. The phone app is awesome. If you're looking to buy a house, you've got all of the tools you could possibly need right there on your phone app. If you're like me and you do not want to open up your computer when you get home, that phone app does it for you, and you can do it right there. Or go to our website. Go to mortgagemomradio.com and click on Contact Us, and you can send me an email. I'm going to answer every single question. So please, you guys, feel free to reach out. Contact us. Now's a great time. Friday's a great time. Saturday's a great time. The telephone number changes. The text messages always work. There's absolutely no reason why you guys can't reach out. So please do so. Last week on our show, we did down payment assistance. So if you are in, we focused on the state of California. So if you're in California and you're trying to buy a house and you don't have a down payment saved, you guys can go to that live stream from last Friday and you can watch that. It's literally named down payment assistance/California. And we went over the three major programs that are here in the state of California to get people into down payment assistance. So that was pretty cool. I like to talk about things that happened during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that we have, for whatever reason, this week has been the week of home equity lines.
A lot of home equity lines. And we have not had that in quite some time.
No, we have not. We haven't seen a ton of home equity lines, but we're seeing them now. And so I like to just kind of touch on why are we seeing things and, you know, what's going on? Why are they coming up? So are they good? Are they bad? So first question, I guess you're sitting here, so we're going to use you.
Sure.
Okay. Yes. All right. So do you know what a home equity line of credit is?
It's a line of credit.
Good answer. Good answer.
No, I've heard that term. I have not bought a house yet.
Oh,
I know about.
Okay, so you're another one. We had my brother on a couple weeks ago. We said our goal was by the year end of the year we were going to get him into a house.
Nice.
Sounds like it's something we need to start working for
sure.
You too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, although your wife could probably help you with that, but then again, she'll be on our team, so it sounds like we're working towards that with her.
Right.
Yeah. I'm already assuming. I'm just making the assumption she's coming on board.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So a home equity line of credit is the, you can get a second mortgage. So when you get a loan, you buy a house, you get your first mortgage. That's the first lien on the property.
Okay.
Got it. If you want to take a second mortgage to get some extra money out in, you know, that you want to use, you can do that with a home equity line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
The home equity line of credit is a lot like a credit card.
Yeah.
Right?
Basically.
It's pretty much like a credit card. Mm-hmm. So you've had one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a couple.
Yeah. So, hey, Mikey, is Heidi loud enough? Because we're sitting back a little bit further than we usually do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. So I'm going to let you start to talk about home equity line of credit.
Okay.
I'm going to run out the door because somebody decided to turn the heater on in here.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
Are you guys all sweating?
I'm melting. I want to lose weight, just not this way.
We're not doing hot yoga today.
No.
Not this afternoon.
No.
So I'm going to do that and let you start with what's a home equity line of credit. I promise it'll take 30 seconds.
Okay. So home equity line of credit. Different ways you can do it. You can do it when you're purchasing a house, or you can do it after you've already purchased a house and you want to draw from your equity of your home.
Right.
Home equity line of credit has sometimes a fixed rate for a short term, and then it goes to a variable rate.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Right. Yeah.
So if you do it when you're buying your home, you can use it as purchase money. So you can do a,
like a first and second combination. Sure.
We're talking about interest, right? Like we're talking about like a, if you were to do, as far as the first.
So I'm going to make it simple. Okay. So let's say you buy a house for $500,000. Mm-hmm. Okay. 20% down is $100,000. Right. So that's why I use that number. It's really simple.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. It, let's say that you only had 10% down of your own money. Mm-hmm. We could still do a 20% down loan. So give you a loan for $400,000. And then we could get you an equity line of credit for the additional 10 that you're short.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have a first for 400 and you'd have a second for 50.
I see.
Okay. Right. So the equity line of credit taps into the equity that you have in your home available to you, whether you use it as a purchase, you know, first and second combination when you're buying the home, or whether or not you have your first mortgage and maybe you've got some home improvements that you want to do, or you want, you have some debt you want to pay off.
Right.
So you're going to take that equity line of credit to be able to do those things.
Right.
The equity line's pretty cool because it's a lot like a credit card. So you can use it, pay it back, use it, pay it back, use it, pay it back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The interest rate on it is going to be significantly lower than what it might be on a credit card.
Mm, okay.
Okay. Right. So your credit card might be 17, 18, 22, 25%, right? Depends. Depending, 30,
yeah.
depending on the credit card.
Right.
An equity line of credit's going to be anywhere between like 5 and 6.5, 7, right?
Okay.
So it's going to be a much, much lower interest rate to be able to utilize the money. One thing that I like about it is that we have higher guidelines, higher loan to value guidelines that are allowed for an equity line of credit versus a first mortgage. So let's go back to your 500,000 number. And let's say you called me up and said, I really need some money. I want to pay off some debt. I need 50 grand. And I work through the numbers and I say, okay, well, you know, you owe 400, your house is worth 500, you're at 80% loan to value for your first mortgage. And I know that is, are we losing you?
I'm listening.
You following? Kind of? Okay. Well, you're at your max. So to do a cash out refinance, we can't go above 80%.
Mm-hmm.
So of your appraised value or of your purchase price, can't go above 80%.
So okay. At that point, you can't draw cash out.
You can't draw cash.
Paying off the current mortgage. You're already maxed.
Right,
right.
So you can't have any cash in hand.
Okay.
But an equity line of credit will let you go to 89.9% of the value of the home. So if you have your mortgage at 400,000 and you really need that 50 grand, we can get you like $49,900. It's 89.9.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But we can get you that additional money, even though you couldn't technically do it with a brand new refinance on a first mortgage.
Okay, gotcha.
So with a new second mortgage.
Right. So there's a lot that goes into home equity lines of credit. Some people say that they're a little bit scary. Mm-hmm. They're not crazy about them. They're definitely not my first option. If somebody calls me, they have a ton of equity in their home, what is my first go-to going to be? And that's going to be just a normal refinance. Let's just do one loan, get you the cash out, 30-year fixed rate. The monthly payments that you pay are going to pay your debt back, going to pay your house off, right? An equity line of credit is just like the credit card. What you owe on it at the time, every month, is what your minimum payment will be based on. It's an interest-only payment, and it's an adjustable rate. So if you owe $25,000, even though your line of credit has an availability of $50,000, you're only going to pay on the $25,000 you owe.
Mm.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But it's also an adjustable rate. So as rates move and shift throughout time, that rate will move and it will shift and it will change. It's also an interest-only payment. So if you make just the minimum payment, which all of us Americans typically do, you will never pay that line of credit off. That balance will stay exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, chances are that over time interest rates go up and that payment goes higher and you never pay that balance
off.
Watch
out for that.
Right? Yeah. So it's there's lots of goods and bads.
Mm-hmm. Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermans. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermans Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747. 847-4747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
Ask the Credit Cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Law Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
AskTheCreditCowboy.com.
She's the mortgage mom.
Give me an example of where you think that an equity line of credit would be awesome to have.
Well, I think it would be awesome to have if you have, so I can't get it on my first. Okay.
Right.
So I would never do it if I could do it all in a first.
All in one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I have my first mortgage. I'm at 80%. Can't do it on my first. Or my first has such an amazing rate that it would not be smart to refinance my first, right? I'm at a 2.5% interest rate on my first.
She isn't for real.
I'm not. Oh, no. Yeah. I wish. No.
Nobody is. But, unless, yeah, maybe.
Right. But someone has, you know, a 15-year whatever, and they happen to get it at that perfect time. They have that incredible whatever. We'll call it 3%.
Right.
And they've got some very high credit cards. And when you do that calculator, those rates, you know, they've got 27%. They've got 17% that they're paying on. They've got a personal loan.
Right.
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 At 12%. When you do that payment calculator and you come down and I can get a interest only HELOC, home equity line of credit, at 5.5%, and my payment's going to be $1,200. But right now I'm paying $3,500
in all your minimum payments.
In all my minimum payments.
And all your other debts.
In all my other debts, I can get that home equity line of credit and I can pay $2,500, still be now paying towards my principal, paying my interest, and I'm going to pay it off. I know I'm going to pay it off.
Yeah.
And I'm paid off way faster than any of those credit cards at my minimum at $3,500, and I'm drowning.
Right. Yeah, right. And so what I
then
try
that's
to,
a great,
it's a great time.
It's a great,
that's a great way to do it. Yeah. And what I try to explain to people why I like it personally is we all say when we get into a loan, you buy a car, which I'm sure you've done. You haven't bought a house yet, but you buy a car, you get anything at all with a loan of any kind. And you always say, well, I'm going to pay more than the minimum that's due. I'm going to get paid off faster. And as for what I've been trying to figure out why, and I think I finally came to the conclusion, at least this is Debonese going on right now.
Right.
Okay. My thought process is if you have an extra $2,000 in your hand and you go, okay, I could take that $2,000 and apply it to my car, or I could take that $2,000 and apply it to my house. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you don't do it because you're worried. What if I need it?
Right.
You're scared to let go of that extra in case of an emergency.
Right.
Right? So if you put it towards the mortgage, you can't get it back.
No.
Once
right.
you pay it, it's gone.
It's in. Yeah.
With an equity line of credit, you can literally take every extra dollar you have. If you're saving $2,000 a month by consolidating all of your debts into this line, you can take that $2,000 that you're used to paying.
Mm-hmm.
It might be uncomfortable, but let's face it, you racked the debt up yourself. You got to get yourself out of that debt. So you stay uncomfortable and you keep paying what you were paying. Mm-hmm. Because if something happens, you can tap back in.
Yep.
And you can get that money back if you need it.
Yep.
But for the time that you had it in there and you had paid it down, you're going to pay less money in that monthly payment and in the interest and everything on the balance. Right. So I like lines of credit for that reason.
Yeah, it's a safety net too.
It's a great safety net. I think that having a line of credit is nice. You know, what happens if you do all of a sudden have a roof leak, or all of a sudden your water heater goes out, or you've got a pipe break and you've got unexpected costs that you weren't prepared for?
Yeah.
You could put it on a credit card at 17, 18, 20, 22%, or you can put it on an equity line of credit at 6, 7%. And you then can take the extra money and pay that back down and get it paid off and have it still sitting there as your safety net with no monthly payment. So equity lines of credit can be very, very good. Obviously, if we can get you the cash out you need and get it all into one loan on a fixed interest rate over 30 years, all the better. But, you know, we've just happened to see a lot of clients come through this week who didn't quite have the equity that they needed to get the cash out that they need for whatever that reason is that they're working towards, whether it's paying off debts, doing the home improvements. Excuse me, I'm still working through this stupid cold from Christmas. You know, a lot of people want to do home improvement. After they do the home improvement, their house is going to be worth a lot more money. You know, so if they can get the money to do the home improvements and then get a refinance and get an appraisal on the house now that home improvement is done, we could probably roll the first and second together into one fixed 30-year loan. So there's tons of ways to go about it.
It's just a game.
It's a total game.
I'm playing with that. I mean, depending on whatever your situation is.
It is.
You really make it work for your for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can put you in a much better cash flow situation when you really look at the numbers and you decide what is going to be the best payment options for you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people just say, well, I don't want to pull more equity out, or that's a really large payment, but they don't really calculate how much they're paying in minimum payments every month. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just did it, right? Mm-hmm. I just did a personal loan and I consolidated and I'm paid probably, as we all know, we talked about it last month, I owed the government $40,000
for income taxes, yeah.
Proposed taxes for 19. Thank you. I just paid my last payment today.
Done.
I'm going to be top ramen for the next 6 months. but because of that, we got a little backed up in credit cards that we wouldn't normally. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to take a personal loan, pay all the credit cards off, which put me at maybe a quarter payment of what I'm paying towards my credit cards every month just to try and get them paid off.
Smart.
But the interest rates, and I have reasonable interest rates on my credit cards, but it's still way less than what I'm paying out when, and you don't realize it because you just kind of pay this one, pay that one, pay this one, pay that one, whatever amount you can, and I'm paying way over minimums. And I realize, oh my God, I'm paying thousands of dollars a month to credit cards and they're still there. And then I'm like, okay, well, if I just take this one loan for 3 years and I got a great interest rate, I can still make those large payments and I'll have it paid off in a year and a half.
Right.
You know, but it takes your time to really figure out those calculations and put all those numbers down on a piece of paper to figure out if that's where you want to go with it.
Right. So if you have like 5 credit cards and you're kind of drowning in that debt and they're all different interest rates within those credit cards and you get this equity line of credit, you basically do your own consolidation.
Right.
And you put that towards, you pay all that off and then just you pay that.
You keep making all those big payments towards the equity line.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's great.
Yeah. Right. Yep. So yeah, so I did want to bring that up. Like I said, we never know what we're going to talk about, but it was one of those things. And I was checking, like texting, got a couple of questions there. You know, it's just one of those things that have come up quite frequently this week for whatever reason. And it seems like we go in these waves, you know, all of a sudden we've got a bunch of down payment assistance going on and now we've got a bunch of people doing, you know, a first mortgage with an equity line of credit. You know, it just kind of seems like we go in the different waves in and out and, you know, it's kind of funny. We're just coming off of the holidays and I'm sure that a lot of people spent more money than they wanted to. We tried to avoid that. We tried to stop it.
We did
our Mortgage Mom Radio episodes that talked about don't get into debt, don't take personal loans, don't spend more than you can afford. And I do think that some people listened to us. And for those that did, right there, baby, right there. But for those that didn't, we're always here still to help you and get you out of the mess. And, you know, so we've got a lot of people that are calling right now that, you know, they've got a little bit of equity, but not quite enough equity to do what they're hoping to do. And so that equity line of credit is giving them, you know, that opportunity to get that done. Right.
So I want to bring up something.
Yes.
Make an agreement with the IRS.
Even if it's $100 a month, $50 a month.
Right.
Set up the payment plan.
Set up the payment plan that you can do and make your payments every month. It does not matter that you have a payment. But what does matter is if you don't make your payments.
Or if you never set a plan
up. Or if you never set a plan up and then all of a sudden you owe a large amount of money. You have now a personal lien against you. You now have a lien against your property. Those you have to get them paid off either through your refinance or you're now going to have to pay them off through your assets to be able to buy a property. So it's so important going into this new tax season, work with your accountant, work with the IRS, get those payment plans set up and scheduled and start making those payments.
Yeah, it is very important. And, you know, I want to tell you that you're not, even if you have liens against your property from back taxes, if, and this is assuming you own a home. So if you are just buying a home, again, you're in a different situation. But if you own your home, you've got equity in your property, you're trying to do a cash out refinance, you have a lien from the IRS, we can still do a refinance. We're going to have to pay that lien off. So mm-hmm. you're going to have to pull cash out to get the lien paid, but you're not stuck. And a lot of people believe I've got this lien and I can't do anything. Yep. And they really feel like their hands are tied. Yes. Your hands are not tied. She told me, she's like, I'm not coming on. And I said, don't worry. We've got the equipment. We can get you on the phone.
She could just have the Wizard of Oz voice.
Yes. You know? We're going to get her on the phone and we're going to and everybody that is watching us can actually hear everything that she says. So we will actually have to wear our headphones, Heidi. Yeah,
that's
we,
fine.
We will be
that's
in headphone fine. Mode, but we will be able to hear her. You will be able to hear her. You'll be able to, and then, you know, obviously watching us asking her questions and hearing her respond. She's just too nervous to get up and get in front of the camera.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
I just love being in front of the camera.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine. Don't you guys all think she's doing great? I think she's wonderful. I don't think there's any problem about it whatsoever.
Of course.
No. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've got like, we have like 15 minutes left. Is there any topic? Because again, we always say we fly by the seat of our pants. We don't really know what we're going to talk about that day. You had no clue I was going to bring up home equity lines of credit.
No.
Then we somehow got into taxes, which you brought up.
Yep.
Is there anything else that you'd like to bring up today? Anything that's come into the top of your head that you'd like to discuss? How about getting rid of these colds? Teladoc. I want to talk about Teladoc.
Yeah, I would love to get rid of the colds. And
oh, I can't get rid of the cough. It's
ginger,
been like lingering.
Juice, yeah.
Well, we start Jenny Craig tomorrow.
We do. So, okay, so we do.
I don't and, know and if
we,
that's mortgage, but.
It's not mortgage, I mean, but we always do catching up with mom. And this time we talked with you and, you know, about what you're doing, which we absolutely love. And you're, you know, obviously every single person that is listening to us on Go Country is hearing that song over and over again. So if you guys want to know who's singing it, check out YouTube, because this is obviously going on Go Country on Saturday and they're going to hear this whole show.
So cool.
And so if anybody listening right now on Saturday morning wants to see what Drew looks like, the guy that sings the Mortgage Mom jingle, you guys can go to our YouTube and watch what we stream today and see what he looks like. But, you know, so that was kind of catching up with mom. So, yeah, you want to talk about Jenny Craig for a minute, 2 minutes?
Yeah. So we went today and Deb, how'd that go?
Oh, it went amazing. So I'm not really very good at setting appointments, which is why I have Chris and I have Heidi and I have Ann and I have Larry and I have Alex. I've got a whole team that is around me. They all know. We were going to try Nutrisystem, but Nutrisystem wouldn't allow Heidi because she's got a peanut allergy and they literally just cut her off. And
they denied me.
They denied her. She got denied for Nutrisystem. I didn't know that could happen, but
peanut
it did.
Peanut allergy. Yep. Oh, that sucks.
Literally, she got denied. Like, you had a login and everything. And they shut your credentials down, right, from the online website?
They shut me down, said they cannot allow me to sign up for Nutrisystem because I have a peanut allergy and they cannot let me join.
Right. So
awful.
Yes, it is. So oh. I told her, I said, okay, well, you know what? I've done Jenny Craig in the past. And, you know, so I'll call and let's get back in there. Obviously we went through the holidays. I had, you know, my little family event that went down that was kind of not great. And, you know, so we were eating a little bit more than we should and drinking a lot more wine than we should. And, you know, so it got a little bit off track, put a couple pounds on through the holidays. So we decided we're going to lose some weight. So I said, okay, fine. I'll call Jenny Craig. And I called and I made us an appointment, which I thought was for today at 1:30. And we showed up and she said, why are you here? Your appointment's tomorrow. So we are starting tomorrow instead. And for all of you guys listening, you know, on Saturday at Go Country, we actually started on Thursday. And Monday, I have us set up with a personal trainer. So we are serious about this. Yeah,
by the way, we're not even working on Monday, but now we're coming to the office.
It is a holiday. We're not working,
so
but I set it up
get
because I'm not good with scheduling.
Butts kicked by a personal trainer.
which we learned. I'm not good with scheduling.
Gym that you're gonna be at,
oh, no. So we emptied out our conference room. We no longer have a table in there. It's a fully empty room.
Which, by the way, they dropped on my foot.
We did. And we are now going to do our sessions in the conference room because we spend Sweet. More time at work than we do at home.
Yeah.
Yep.
And by the time that we get home, we are mentally exhausted. We are totally done. We are over it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you get home and you just die. You know, you're mentally exhausted, which physically exhausts you. Yeah. And, you know, the job that we have is in front of a computer and we don't move very much. We're very, you know, sedimentary, like sitting. So yeah. we definitely need to do something. So I said, okay, fine. We're doing 8 o'clock on Mondays and Thursdays, coming out to the office, emptied out the conference room, and we're going to do it right there. And yeah. I will guarantee you, all of you YouTube watchers, that my children will eventually record this. And you guys yeah. will be able to see this. So if you want to get a really, really good laugh, subscribe to the channel and turn on your notifications, because it will come. I promise you that. No matter how many times we yell at them, no matter how many times we say, no, Manny, you cannot do that. Oh, he will get it there. So
yes. you will see us.
You will see us doing it. But yes. we're serious. We've got Stagecoach coming yes. and we want to lose some weight.
We are losing the weight by Stagecoach.
Yes.
Because last year we couldn't even put shorts on no, because we were embarrassed. Miserable.
Yeah.
And we were so miserable. It was so hot.
We couldn't put on shorts. We were embarrassed. We didn't want to show our legs. No, it's going down this year.
Yeah. And we even got spray tanned last year.
We did.
Year, and then we still didn't put on shorts.
Exactly. Exactly. It was pretty good. Have you ever been out to Stagecoach?
Actually, yeah. We were, we did the morning show with the Walking Phoenixes on NBC, I think it was, out there. And then we were invited to, it was when the Eagles, played with John Fogerty, and then that whole whoever was on the bill, but uh-huh. we weren't there for that one day. But that was like so much fun.
Yeah,
it was kind of in
yeah.
the beginning.
Yeah,
of when they kind of
when it was getting
that.
Started. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. yeah no, Stagecoach so awesome. Is a blast. It's the one and only thing that I do every single year. You know, come hell or high water, we're going.
Yep.
Yeah. And sick, not sick, it doesn't matter. But this year we are not going fat.
Nope.
You stay the whole weekend, like you yeah. go, uh-huh. you camp
yeah.
out, and yep. the whole
we
deal.
Go Thursday.
Yeah, we go Thursday. Thursday we and we Monday. Stay. Yep, we camp it. We stay in the RV. Yeah. And
do people play like cornhole and like oh, yeah. ping pong?
Oh
all
yeah,
that? That's,
all
wow, that's great.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's an absolute blast. The people are just absolutely amazing out there. Everybody very very friendly.
Yeah.
The camping is one of the best parts.
It
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
It is.
I yeah. remember that. It was, mm-hmm. I mean, kind of remember it, but yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. It is absolutely, it is so good. So, so one thing I do want to bring up, you know, last kind of part of the show and, is the buyers and the down payment assistance. We have been doing so much work on that lately. If you guys have questions about down payment assistance, please do not hesitate to reach out. We pretty much have it down yeah. pat at this point, everything that you need for every program in California.
And Debbie's now a professional for Texas
for
as
Texas.
Well.
So Texas actually has 5 big programs that are available.
Wow.
One of the things in Texas that's pretty cool is they actually have one down payment assistance program that is 100% dedicated to veterans. So wow. a lot of people don't know, you know, you've got your VA loan, you get your zero down payment, and you can actually get a second for down payment assistance to help with the closing costs. So Texas has got some really, really neat programs. California's got great programs. Every state has a great program. Right. So if you are looking to buy a home in a particular state, just reach out to us. If for some reason we are not licensed in that state, there is somebody at the mortgage company that we work for that we can refer you to that can help you with the down payment assistance in your state. But right now we've got licenses, and I haven't mentioned this in a long time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I've been working diligently on getting licenses. You have to have a license for every state you want to do lending in, wow. unless you work for a really large bank. If you work right. for a large bank like a Wells Fargo or a Bank of America, you are umbrellaed by the bank, and so you don't have a license at all. You've got an NMLS number, you're registered, right. but you don't, you didn't go and take a test.
You don't have an individual license.
You don't have
license.
An individual right. license. So for us working in the mortgage banking world, we've got to actually have a license for every state we work in.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I've got nailed down, let's see, we've got, I'm going to start at the top of the country. I've got Washington, mm-hmm. Oregon, Arizona, Nevada, California, Illinois, Texas. I went a little bit out of order, yeah. But Illinois, Texas, Tennessee. And I feel like I'm missing one more.
Idaho.
Did I get them all?
That's it.
Is that it for right now?
I think that's it
for now. So, yeah. So if you're in one of those states, I can yep. absolutely help you with your cool. lending. And if you've got, you know, down payment assistance questions, we can help you with that. Down payment assistance is not free. I do want to mention that. We get that a lot. We get people calling yes. and say, hey, I heard you've got free money. It is not free money. It is money that a lot of times you do pay back. It yep. may not have a monthly payment, but you do pay it back when you sell the home or refinance the property. Sometimes it is a grant. It depends on the program we put you in.
Right.
But there are down payment assistance programs that are available in every state. And we will be able to talk to you personally one-on-one. Like you were mentioning earlier, as we're going through the home equity line of credit thing, you're like, well, it really kind of sounds like it's a game and it's yeah. personal and
yeah.
each it's, individual person. And
yeah, you have to tailor it
right.
to
yes.
whatever the
right.
situation
and
is.
And every single loan that we do has to be tailored to every single individual person. nobody's got the same credit score. Nobody's got the same amount of equity or the same amount of down payment. Nobody's buying the same price home. Nobody's got the same amount of money in the bank, the same reserves, the same debt ratios.
Yeah. Everything is individual to the individual.
Yes.
And then we have to get the right program, product, everything to you. And that's why it's so important that you call. And Debbie will give you that number because I still don't have it memorized.
She does not have it. Okay. So you guys can call our office always and you can schedule an appointment. My assistant, Chris, always answers the phone. He'll get you on my calendar. It's one-on-one with me. So it's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. So L-E-N-D and the number 4. You guys can also ask for Heidi. She'll take appointments. If you guys like her better than
me, I will.
Which there's a really good chance of. you guys can text the word MOM to 474747. Ask me your questions there. Very, very simple. Go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. You can click contact us right there. You send me an email. I mean, there's so many ways. You guys can send us messages right here through YouTube. We're watching the feed and we can answer those questions and answer them there. There's pretty much not a way that you couldn't get a hold of us.
So I have a couple questions for you.
All right.
I mean, you must get a lot of joy helping people.
We love it.
And can you tell me like a success story or something?
Oh, that really. We could be here all night.
We could be here all night.
I'm sure.
Honestly, it's one of those things where I always tell, and I used to say it all the time on the radio, and I don't know that I've said it in a while. So I'm so happy that you asked me that question. But I used to tell everybody, if you've heard no, call us.
Yes.
So there's a lot of times that no truly is no. And I'm going to be honest with that. You know, there are a lot of really good loan officers in the country, in the world, working, you know, doing the job. Yeah. But there's also a lot of newer, inexperienced, you know, inexperienced loan officers. And, you know, I've been doing loans since 2002, started in real estate in 94. So I have a lot of years of experience behind me. Mm-hmm. Heidi's been doing loans just as long as I have. So between the two of us, there are not a lot of situations, tax returns, you know, particular, like people in the entertainment industry, they get really very confused because they've got 50 different pay stubs from 50 different places.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, exactly. So there's not a lot of situations that we haven't encountered that we know how to overcome that obstacle. I'm also really, really good at seeing gray.
Yeah.
I don't see black and white. I see really gray, sometimes green, sometimes purple. And I figure out how to make all those fit and look black or white. So, you know, we're just really good at what we do. And a lot of times we can say yes when they've been told no. And many times, even if we say no now, it's never no. It's not today, but this is how we get you there. And we're giving them a plan and we're giving them a way to get into that homeownership and to get to their goal. Yeah.
So cool.
We have just the other day, Debbie was on the phone. And so I took the call and we had a client call us and was almost in tears to say, I forgot to tell you, by the way, to say how thankful they were for us and how happy they were that they got into their home and how we were so great and how they had so many people that just said that it wouldn't happen and they couldn't thank us enough. They're going to tell everyone about us. And, you know, explain to them, that's why we do what we do. And that's what makes us do it every day and work as many hours as we do is for people like that.
That's a huge motivating factor right there.
Yeah, it's so rewarding. I mean, we have one right now that we're working on and bringing up down payment assistance, right? Going through it right now. And anytime we talk to him, he thanks us so much on the phone. He's almost in tears because we're this close to getting his purchase done. And he's just
elated. Yeah.
Elated that he's going to get into this home. Yeah. And it just, every time
and
I talk
that's
to him,
the
I just
piece of the
can't
job,
wait
like,
to talk to him because he's so happy.
I can't tell you, being a loan officer and doing the job that we do is really, really stressful. It is a really difficult job.
Gosh.
It's a lot of hours. You start very early in the morning. You work late into the evening. Your phone is still ringing on Saturday. Your phone is still ringing on Sunday. Think about the fact that when a normal person has a job and they work, you know, 9 to 5, their time that they have to spend on their finances and buying a home or going and seeing properties is really in the evenings and on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So not only are we working during the week to process all of the loans that we have in process to do the computer mm-hmm. bank kind of piece of the job, then we've got the clients that are out looking at homes that need pre-approval letters. They found a home. They haven't started yet. The realtor's calling. They need something right now. Can you do this? We need to get this done. And so it's really long hours. But on top of that, buying a home is one of the most stressful, one of like the top, like in the top three most stressful things that you'll do in your life. It's just some, it just is.
Buy a home, get married, have a baby.
Well, it's actually,
I'm doing everything backwards.
Yeah, I believe, but
I don't know if it's in that order.
I believe it's death, divorce, and buying a home are like the three highest stressful situations. And so number one with the education, it just feels so good to get, if you understand what you're doing, you understand what the process is, you understand the steps that you need to take, that stress comes down just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But as loan officers, that stress that that client is under, we're under too.
You're taking it.
Right.
You're also putting it on your shoulders.
Right. Because they're calling and saying, can we remove contingencies right now? Can we do this? What do we do now? Right. And so we're living the stress with them and we're working very long hours and we're very busy. And hence the gym in the in the conference room, because we're living here at work. But it when somebody closes on a home and they've never owned a home before and they're a first time buyer, it is literally just a feeling that you can't even describe. Like you feel like you've just helped somebody accomplish a goal of a lifetime. And that person may go on to sell that home and buy another and buy many more. But it's that person's first house that is just so big, or that person trying to refinance that's in debt and you're helping them to
breathe. They feel like they're going to lose everything and you help them get to that point where they feel like they can actually take a deep breath and relax for a moment because they know they can make that payment now.
That's the piece that keeps us in this job. That's the piece that keeps us happy, busy, love coming into work and doing what we do. So it's there's a lot to it, and it is definitely a stressful job. It takes a very special person to do it, and there are a lot of people out there that can, and there's a lot of people that can't. But, you know, I'll toot our own little horn right now and I'll tell you that Debbie and Heidi are the best. So.
Yeah.
We are the best that there is.
I mean, I can see your aura about yourselves. Yeah. You know, just so happy and just glowing.
Well, and it takes a good team, right? We happen to work very well together to work for our clients.
Yeah, your computer, it blew me away. The desk goes up.
Got the three screens surrounding us, and the desk moves up, and that is so that we can stand instead of sit, which we never do. We always sit, is also going to be part of the weight loss program and the gym membership.
You have a very organized system just from walking in there and kind of sitting down with you and just looking at it. I'm like, this is, I'd have post-it notes for days if I did something like this. I mean, with songwriting, I'm like, I'm a crazy artist. You know, but kudos to you both.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, this was great.
So much fun.
It was.
Yeah, we had a blast.
This was great. We're at the end of our hour, so the show is over. Since you stayed here with us the whole time, plug it one more time. What was the website?
WeShareTheGift.com is the name of the website. That you can go and contribute and be a part of that and film.
Please
and all
be
that.
Part of it. It sounds like an amazing thing to do.
Yeah, it sounds like an amazing documentary. I can't wait to see it come out. Anybody listening that maybe is in that industry that can help a little bit with that, call Drew.
And remember, it's a tax write-off.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tax write-off.
Yes, and, because it's a nonprofit, so anything that is donated is a tax write-off, correct?
Yep. It goes right towards the film to just get it out there, marketed and edited and properly put together.
So remember, everyone needs tax write-offs. Go on. Donate anything you can. Let's get this film out so everyone can see it.
That's right. Awesome. That's right.
Sounds make a difference.
Great. All right. You guys have a great day. We were a great evening. We'll be back next Wednesday at 5 o'clock. That is our time. Wednesdays at 5. We decided that's it. It's over. And we'll be back next week.
Love is a burning thing.
Yeah, dude.
And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by a wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Oh, it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
All right, we'll see you guys all next week.
Bye.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0945004, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.005-8339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington, MLO 237926, Heidi Slake Points, California, DBO 1666881.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.